USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a mostly partisan vote, the House voted to impeach President Trump after he leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, tells Fox News this simply hurts America.
It will divide the country. It will incite violence. To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country.
The 232-197 vote was only supported by 10 Republicans. In a tweet Wednesday evening, President-elect Joe Biden reminds senators of other urgent business of this nation. The Los Angeles Times is reporting a reputed longtime member of the Mexican Mafia, the Prison Gang, was shot and killed at a California homeless encampment over the weekend. 64-year-old Samuel Villalba was found unresponsive on Sunday evening with multiple gunshot wounds to the upper torso in an encampment near the 91 freeway in Long Beach. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The game show Jeopardy must go on. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
A larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would be a guest host on the show. Producers announcing Wednesday that journalist Katie Couric, actress Mayim Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also draw guest host duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, his first episodes airing this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The original daytime version of Jeopardy! Debuted on NBC March 30th, 1964. The acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is resigning just 2 weeks after taking the role. ICE Press Secretary Jenny Burke confirmed Jonathan Fahey had stepped down, though the agency did not give a reason behind the resignation. Fahey had taken over ICE from Tony Pham, who left last month after assuming the post in August. ICE has had six directors under Trump. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.